here and you want to jump over.
No, no. That's how we got here.
Oh, foul!
This is the BBC, and the color's cream.
Ah, yes, well, the modern cream BBC. How about the old days when it was brown?
Brown!
Yes, the old brown BBC. Happy days.
Brown is better. It doesn't show the dirt.
Not in this show it doesn't, mate. Back to your car, sellers. And now, folks of the world, here is a special goodskin moment for announcement. The announcement of oil.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Fuels.
The Brown BBC presents the son of fun, that old Welsh favorite, Ned the Seagull.
Thank you, fellow Wilson.
Come on,
Ned of Wales. It's Milligan of Poona.
Ned of Wales. How's that old Welsh marriage
home? Me. Me, little woman, are very happy indeed, aren't we, love?
Are they good, lovely, my darling, the little fat legs, and lovely little chubby chops, your beautiful winner to see.
Tell me, what's the little woman's name?
Hey, I call her simply.
What a tune that would be.
Thank you.
Went better at rehearsal. Next dance, please.
And your line, Nonny.
All this cribbage badinage. Stop, I say. Halt, hold hard. Withhold, deceased.
Put your head on his anvil. Oh! There we are. Let's see your old nut. Good heavens, yes. Lumps suit you.
Yes, lumps. Ladies, do your husbands come home late? Then yours. Lumps. Time you're at your ironmonger, just open your mouth and say, lumps.
Yes, I'm grateful to lumps. Oh, I had a hat that came down over my eyes. Then, one night, my wife winked. Now, thanks to lumps, I have a clear view all the way around.
Now, a word from our sponsor.
Draws!
Next week, another word.
Tonight, by the magic of hack writing and worn cliché, we drag you half across an hour of compressive dullness and holler-holler-up, producing the new brown BBC shade. But let the author tell you in his own words.
Chap near the heart, Eula.
Those were his own words. Ned of Wales, read the inscription on this crippled mango called Flan.
This is Men of Wales calling. Men of Wales speaking in the new goatskin microphone, folks. The scene is 1900 and hunting. A lonely Sussex fishing village in Cornwall.
The brown cave, we call it. Ah, oh, it is somewhere in the cliff face. Overlooking the sea mile of beauty. It's an old smuggler's cave with white hair. On a dark night, they do say a ghostly voice. Ghostly voice! It's good on the side. The smell of ghostly cooking.
Excuse me, I've got to get back to the Mermaid Theatre now.
Delicious.
What is that excruciating brew you're sipping with that boots, Moriarty?
Oh, taste.
Gad, what is it?
Your laundry. It's pata yala sac supreme.
Gad, we English have never had it so good. Hey, what's for afters?
She hasn't arrived yet.
Ah! In the absence of a door, knock, knock.
In the absence of a footman, come in.
In the absence of a roof, hold this umbrella.
Very good, then. Or is your French?
Wait. You're Neddy Seagull, the famous size.
All right, I tell you, I'm slipping. My pot belly's nearly gone. I mean, look, I can still touch my toes. elephant man.
Ah, you train elephants.
No, they just call me Seagull, the elephant man. Watch this.
Landed, Mary. I didn't know you played the drums. You see, this mess of rags stooping over that fuming butt, none other than the great Moriarty, trapeze artist extraordinaire.
To him? A trapeze artist?
Yes, Moriarty, sketch a trapeze.
No, 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 I haven't got the time.
10 past 3.
Thank you. Came here to borrow a shovel. I heard that during the Armada, a Spanish galleon went down off Brown Cove, and at low tide, you can dig for silver Spanish doubloons. Silver? Silver?
That was the new stereophonic, Moriarty.
Is he ill?
No, but for a fee it could be a red. For £100, he will contract lurgy. At present, the poor count is suffering from the Irish crux. Here is a report on his health.
This is a bank overdraft statement.
Yes, a terrible disease.
What's the cure?
Alas, we've run short of the opiate that would restore the roses to his knees. All that can save him, I fear, is the groan, Moriarty. His only hope is a tablespoonful of silver doubloons. 3 times a day, forced down his unwilling wallet. I fear he'll be dead by sunup, I tell you.
No, 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 wait. I can try.
Here, then, take this tax-free shovel inscribed Charlie and Dig Neddy. You should find a few doubloons, then this ailing son of the Conf of France will give untold riches to the Salvatore.
Yes. I'll get a French UB and a Parisian Lord Tavernous High. Don't worry, I'll get the doubloons.
That traditional BBC whoosh terminates part one. We will now untack Mr. Max Gelday's nose and let him feel the full benefit of it.
Oh, boy, look, I got that old Dutch comb back. Am I going to have fun?
Ponji, the Spanish doubloons.
Olé!
By the way, that olé was my own idea. I'm not entirely without wit.
Oh, Hugh. I've been digging up doubloons for 3 weeks to save the French prince. The weather was bitter cold, and the snow lay 3 feet.
Now, a phone call in blue.
Ah, the old-fashioned hand crank sees your phone. Hello.
Hello, Ned of Wales. Finn of Paris speaking. You've heard of Paris.
What does it sound like?
Ned, we want you to send the next load of silver doubloons care of the Yumker Hotel Paris.
Yumker? How do you spell it?
YMCA.
Right. Well, I must say, I'm worn down to an 18 stone shadow by digging, you know.
You ungrateful 18 stone shadow. Ned, look. Where do you live?
The basement of Bloodlock Military Flats.
Right. You go home and I'll arrange a holiday with tax-free legs and certain things.
That you playing, but pianola?
Pianola.
What?
Oh. It isn't. It's not me, me.
Who's playing that?
It's the piano, Tina.
Oh. What's that tune he playing?
Pardon me, Mr. Bruce. What is the tune you're playing? It's called the Note of E flat, Min.
Never be a hit with that title.
What? That is a piano, Min.
Piano?
It's got wool on to keep the tune warm.
I thought our piano was stolen.
What?
Start!
Take off, Min.
How are you?
Pardon me, sir. I don't want to worry you, but we haven't got a piano. You're probably supposed to be tuning the one next door.
I am next door.
Hey!
No! Don't you! What?
We're in the wrong house again. Sir, we had a piano like that stolen. What color's the keyboard?
Black and white.
Now over to Bloodnock's room, where the windows are never closed.
Oh, this bed is terrible.
Your breakfast, Major.
Breakfast? What year?
A vintage 53.
One of their finest years.
Major Bloodnock! I saw a light in your window in the brown of the doorway, so I came in glasses first.
Great news, Ned. Brickpipe's paying for you to go on holiday. Have you any warm clothes?
No, but I can get some cold ones and put them in the oven.
Here's your ticket, Ned.
First class lift. Where am I going?
You're going to the seventh floor, Ned. Away from it all. You know, on a clear day, you can see the clothesline opposite and Mrs. Bluge in the bath. Bye. Ilinga, go down and rifle his room with a rifle. Bye, yeah. Lad.
Dad, folks, fancy a free trip to the seventh floor by a first-class lift.
What are you going for?
The seventh floor.
Oh. Penelope and I went there last year, didn't we, dear?
Yes, Lord.
Travelers are full of people from the basement. Wasn't it, dear?
Yes, Lord.
Is this the little woman?
Yes, he's 2 foot six.
Take your seat for first Sydney McCorvey.
Can't hold it up.
And all kinds of stewed fruits and mutton.
Like a bit of stewed fruit and mutton?
No, thank you.
I brought me lunch for her.
Will they? Yes.
What about it?
Cut your ticket, mate. Oh, God. Now, this ain't it. It says your weight is 19 stone 3 pounds.
Give me that. It's all lies, I tell you. I'm slimming, I tell you. I've never been so light.
Ground floor again.
It wasn't too bad. I tell you, I was light as a feather.
Neddy, welcome back to your old basement. Have a nice time. Did you have nice weather or haven't you washed?
Thank you.
For the second part of your holiday, Ellington, harness up the coach and four and take Mr. Seagoon's parcel and two.
Get up there! Pay home silver!
Whoa!
Along the King's Highway rumbled, our ducks at the full gallop. It was mid-January, and for the sake of the story, the coach was full of me, Andre Ellington.
Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can be love because I feel so well. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Here it beats. This is too sweet to be love. This can be love because I feel so well. My head is not in the sky. Because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. No, this can't be love. Because I feel so well. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still. Here it beats. Oh, this is too sweet to be love. This can't be love. Because I feel so well. Not in the sky. This can't be love. This really can't be love. Because I feel so well. Oh, well, 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 well. Well, 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 well.
Now the Spanish doubloons part the hair. The stagecoach.
Get up! Whoa! Whoa! Back down! Pull back, I said.
What's the matter, driver? Why are we stopped?
One of the horses got a puncture.
Which one?
Me.
What are you doing as a horse?
I'm trying to make a living, too.
But you look frozen.
I'm an icicle. Okay, you win, folks. I like doing impression of horses. That's my hobby.
Yes, it's a hobby horse.
Oh,
God,
cloud you.
I've never
kidnapped him. Oh. Look, over there in Part 3, an old manor. I wonder who lives in it.
Oh, yes.
There's a coach from Part 2 stopped outside. Hark, the hoot of an owl. She only gives one. Obviously, she doesn't give two hoots. They don't write tunes like that anymore. Open the door.
Right, sir.
You forgot the key, didn't you? You ought to know. You're outside.
You're inside in the warm.
It seems a pretty healthy arrangement. Here's half a knicker.
Get a wooden leg.
I don't like this man.
I don't like him either.
Well, I don't like him too.
How do you think I feel? I happen to be him.
Look here. Our story is broken down. We're stuck for lodgings.
You certainly are. What do you want? Beds and breakfast?
Yes, please.
I'll leave it outside. In the garden.
Can we have shelter?
Very well, come in. Wipe your feet. And your boots.
Are you blind? Hello?
Gad, what a beautiful woman.
Get away from me, you naughty man.
You're the living image of my first, second, third, fourth, and fifth wives.
Sure. I do impressions.
You joking devil. Come, let's all sit round the fire. My name is Count Valentine Dial. I have one boy.
That must be your son, Dial.
Yes, my son Dial's a strange boy. He spends all his life collecting the silver milk bottle tops. Sacks of them. He takes them away, heaven knows where, and buries them.
There goes the plot, folks.
For years, he lived in South America on safari. For months, he was trapped in the Amazon.
Couldn't he get the door open?
No. He was collecting rare South American pianos for the zoo. This one is stuffed. Let me... Let me let you hear the exotic, stuffed beauty of it. There, that mellow, exotic, delicate, beautifully phrased Peruvian melody. I composed it especially for myself.
What do you call it?
I call it Fred.
Suddenly, Count Dial's face took on a maniacal aspect. He turns on us laughing insanely. Look out, he's gonna miss.
Yeah. Understand.
What? I'm off.
And so, folks, because Neddy was off, I didn't eat him.
Don't you worry, folks. Better payoffs are being arranged at this very moment.
Well, if this story started with silver doubloons, let us join Finn as he dines at the Hotel Splendide. Oh.
An excellent meal, Moriarty.
Why do you keep me chained under the table?
Waiter, the bill.
Oui, messieurs, it is 10,000 francs in French.
Will these silver Spanish doubloons suffice?
These are milk bottle tops.
Curse! Foiled by silk muscle box.
There now, folks, that didn't hurt, did it? Incidentally, I played the part of the French waiter. Good night.